Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, January 24th, broadcasting from our studios in Koreatown, downtown Los Angeles. We've got some good stuff. Cyclocross North versus South happened just recently. This is Southern California versus Northern California, an overall state championship. Incredible upset. Northern Cal got their butts whipped by Southern Cal. That's right. And we got an interview with the promoter, Sam Ames. Also an interview with the women's winner, Emily Thurston, and the women's pro winner. And some inspirational words for women's racing from Liz Hatch also coming up. And race results and general sounds from the race at North versus South. So let's get into some race results right now. The ultimate cyclocross challenge was held in North versus South. North versus South cyclocross held in Bakersfield on January 16th. And this was an overall points competition to see who could field the most and bestest cyclocrossers. And Northern Cal really took the lead initially, starting out early with the juniors and masters, juniors 10 through 14. Picking that win up was Weston Gim in the juniors 15 through 18. Tyler Williams, followed by Ivan Robles. Junior women 10 through 14. Hannah Ekvall getting the win over Veronica Loughton. Kenya Pappy picking up third place. Junior women's 15 through 18. Hannah Finchcamp taking that win for SoCal. Following the juniors, we had the Masters racing, the Masters 55s and 45s. Taking third place in the Masters 55s, Thomas Fox, riding for Northern Cal, SF Sport and Spine. Steve Uault picking up second, and taking the win was John Brown in the Masters 55s. Masters 45s, third place going to Team Rambusky Law's Jim Gents. Second place going to Lance Voiles, and your winner from Black Market Racing, Mark Howland. And it looked pretty bleak at that point for SoCal, and then the single speeders came on board, and the Category 4s, men's Category 4s. AIGE Cycling Club's Brian Montrose and David Rouse taking fourth and third, respectively. Second place going to Matthew Alder, and Platinum Performance Cycling's Todd Booth taking the win. Then in the single speeds, men's, Eric Colton picking up second place. Chela Pacific's B&L Brent Prenslow taking the win.
Second voice you hear is Luciano Pavarotti.
And that was it. Then suddenly, SoCal came alive. The women's category 1s through 4s. Third place going to Nancy Klinger. Second place, Ellen Sherrill. And your winner, Emily Thurston. In the category 4s. Sorry, the category 35s, 4s, 1 through 4s. Masters 35s, Lance Voiles taking 3rd, Brent Prenzel 2nd, and Sam Ames, AIGE Cycling, taking the win. And in a pro men's and feature final event of the day, with NorCal making one last attempt, taking the win with Josh Sneed over Brent Prenzel for SoCal, but Fritz Botker rounded out the podium for SoCal, PA Remax, and SoCal taking the overall win, North versus South, in an unbelievable, well-attended race in Bakersfield. Visit Action Sports. Again, that's actionsports.com for details on Northern Cal versus Southern Cal Cyclocross, an awesome event coming back next year. And NorCal says, take care of that trophy, SoCal. We're getting it back next year. We'll see about that.
All right, and then the Cahilla Creek. Round number two. Brought to you by Racers and Chasers Mountain Biking. First-timers men picking up the win. Benjamin Medina. This was held on January 15th. And the beginner men's 19 through 29, Travis Hickey taking second. Daniel Mays taking the win. Beginner men's 30 to 39, Robert Medina picking up that win there. And the beginner men's 40 to 49, Darren Kasdan was your winner. 50 to 59, Harrison Graham. And the youngsters under 15, Andrew Comer. Beginner women's under 15, Cheyenne Comer taking second, and Courtney Comer taking the win. Sportmen's 19 through 29, Ray Snoke in second, and Quillen Trombley picking up the win there. Jeremy Pescarero in the Sportmen's 30 to 34 took that win. And in the Sportmen's 50 to 59, Rick Rithorit taking that win. Sportsmen's Clydesdale, Michael Doolin. Single speeders in the sport, Robert Craddock taking second, Alan Hansen taking the win. Sports women 40 to 49, Annette Padilla picking up that win. Jeannie Bernhard taking the win in sport women 60 plus. And in the expert men's Clydesdale, Noel Tabor taking that win. Expert men's 50 to 59, Dale Raymond rounding out the podium for third place. Scott Parrish in second, and David Stowell taking the win. Extra men's 40 plus, Richard Magaragal picking up that win. And in the extra men's 60 plus, David Ortega taking the win. Pro men's, fourth place, Tom Corner, second place, Aaron Hawk, second place, Brian Taylor, and your winner in the pro men, Chuck Jenkins. Chuck Jenkins. Again, that was the Racers and Chasers, round two, January 15th at Cahilla Creek. That's in the eastern San Diego area near Anza Borrego. Full race results and upcoming events at racersandchasers.com. Central Coast Cyclocross Series Final at Fort Ord, Northern Cal. Cyclocross racing on January 15th. The elite men's podium third place going to Cameron Falconer, running for Hunter Freewheel. Second place, Cal Giant Specialized Jeremy Ferguson, and your winner from Bay 101 HRS Rock Lobster, Scott Chapin. In the elite women, rounding out the podium, third place, Bay 101 Rock Lobster, Stella Carey. Second place going to Team Rembunski Laws, Karen Brems. And your winner from Orinda, California, Cal Giant Specialized, Gina Hall. Single speed A's, Cesar Chavez picking up the win out of San Jose. That's right, that was Cesar Chavez. Women's category B, taking third place, DFL's Leah Plack. Second place, Chica Sexy's Heather Push. And from another bike shop, a Lindsay Collins taking the win. Masters Women 35 plus, Kathleen Bortolussi taking third, Janelle Lodge taking second, both riding for 101 HRS Rocks Lobster. And picking up the win in the Masters Women 35 plus, Bicycle Trips Semantics, Amy Goldstein. In the Masters Women's 45 plus, win being taken by Peninsula Velo's Yvonne Walbrill. Women's C, Monica Harris from Fun Sport Bikes Cycling Team taking that win. Masters Men's A's 35 plus, Mike Suter taking third, Brooke Dickey taking second, both riding for BuySell.com Ibis. And picking up the win, Cal Giant Specialized's Anastasio Flores. Masters Men's 45 plus, category A's, Mark Howland for Bay 101 HRS Rock Lobster taking third. And it was a Cal Giant Specialized sweep, second place going to Norm Kreiss and Gannon Mile taking the win. Men's B's, Sean White picking up that win for Verve Coffee. And the Masters 35 B's, Minko Johnson riding for Peninsula Velo. And in the Masters Men's 45Bs, Team Roaring Mouse's Steve Anderson taking that win for Monterey. Masters Men's 55+, third place, going to Bay 101 HOS, Rock Lobster's Paul Sadoff, Family Cycling Center's John Brown taking second, and Webcor Alto Velo's George Smith picking up that win. In the Single Speed Bs, Rick Rodriguez taking the win. Men's Category C, Brian Ferrario riding for Rocket Fuel taking third place, Matthew Alder in second. And picking up the win was Giles Healy, men's C. And in the junior men's, 15 through 18, Miles Lucas taking third place, Chase Cummings second, and Ryan Stevens taking the win, both riding for Bike Trip. Junior men's 10 through 14, rounding out the podium team, Roaring Mouse's Ryan Cheney in third, BuySell.com's Chris Hyde in second, and Bike Trip's Chance Turner taking that win. And in the junior women, Mallory Carlos making the podium with third place, Bike Trip's Maddie Ortenblad in second, and taking the win from Salinas, Cowboy Racing's Emily Cerna in the junior women. Again, that was the Central Coast Cyclocross Series Final at Fort Ord on January 15th. And you can find complete details at cccxcycling.com. Again, that's cccxcycling.com.
Okay, we got some upcoming events coming up right now. And thanks to all your listeners out there. Got a lot of listeners today, including some distracting listeners who say I have a sexy, hot voice. Wow. How about that? Thank you. Upcoming events, up next.
Upcoming events. We've got them for you. Coming up on Sunday, January 30th in Southern California, the Peninsula Cliff Climb, brought to you by Back on Track Productions in conjunction with Riders One, the new Riders One USAC Racing Club. Full details at backontrackproductions.com and find out about Riders One at ridersone.com. Off-road racing going on Saturday, January 29th at Balboa Park. Cross-country mountain bike racing brought to you by Racers and Chasers. Full details at racersandchasers.com. And in Northern Cal, mountain bike racing going on February 13th at Fort Ord. That's part of the Central Coast Cyclocross Series, mountain bike cross-country. Details at cccxcycling.com. Also on January 29th, the Poor College Kids Road Race. This is a fundraiser for UCSB Cycling. That's Saturday, January 29th in Los Olivos, California. Details on that at scnca.org. And also on January 29th in Davis, Northern California, Early Bird Criterium Racing, the Cal Aggie Criterium. Cal Aggie Criterium race flyer can be viewable through ncnca.org. Promoted by Cal Aggie Cycling. And again, all details on racing in Northern Cal are at ncnca.org. Southern Cal at scnca.org.
Those are some of the upcoming events in Southern California, and we've got some sounds and race interviews coming up at you next. Also, a brief introduction from someone we hope to have as a guest in the studio eventually, Karen Kefauver. She's a freelance writer and photographer and social media consultant also, and we hope to have her in the studio shortly. She is all about endurance athletes, triathlons, bike racing, and so on and so forth. So let's listen to real quick Karen's introduction, and we hope to have her in the studio soon.
Hi, I'm Karen Kefauver. I'm a freelance journalist and a social media consultant. Since 1993, I've been a full-time professional freelance writer. I write about sports and travel and adventures all over the world. I especially like to write about mountain biking, road biking, spas, and trips in Latin America. As a social media consultant, small businesses hire me to learn how to use Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn to promote their business. Please contact me on my website, KarenKiefhaver.com, or on email, Karen@KarenKiefhaver.com. Thanks.
Okay, and also we've got a benefit for Kill Radio coming up. We got to tell you about this. Is at M's Artiste Cafe coming up on January 29th. That's Saturday, January 29th. We need your support. Kill Radio is a nonprofit internet radio station. M's Artiste Cafe. Several bands will be featured there. There's only 70 tickets or so left. It's only $10. Right in Culver City at M's Artiste Cafe. Weekend takes a break. Bullets for Breakfast, some of the bands that'll be featured. Also, Schoenberg Knife Fight Ensemble. Only $10. And when the tickets are gone, they are gone. We need your help. Come on out and check out our fundraising concert. That's this Saturday night, January 29th, for Kill Radio. Kill Radio Benefit Concert. All right, so getting into some sounds, race sounds, and interviews. We've got the promoter of the North versus South Cyclocross Championships. That was Sam Ames. We've also got an interview with the Women's Pro winner, Emily Thurston, and some inspirational words from Liz Hatch about women in bike racing, encouraging women to race bikes. So just enjoy the sounds and interviews here at Bike Sport Radio.
Started.
Bike Sport Radio is here, still in the middle of the single speed race going on. I'm here with Sam Ames. What an awesome event, man.
Hey, Brad, did we put it together? We put it together. Well, you know what? Thanks to Urban Cyclocross and thanks to you guys and all of Southern California for coming out. I'm happy to do all the work. All the volunteers are happy to do the work.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted to have a party, and I think we did it.
Yeah, this is awesome. Just awesome. The sun's actually peeking through the fog and everything.
You know, we have some typical Belgian weather in the morning, but the weather will stay cool. But yeah, it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, yeah, it's looking good. Who do you want to thank? Our main sponsors, like maybe the club?
Absolutely. We want to give big props to a good friend of mine, John Zaninovich, with JB Z Grapes in Delano. They put a lot of table grapes on the table throughout the world. Huge cash sponsor for me this year. I really want to thank them. Of course, my shop, Action Sports.
Action Sports, yeah.
Yeah, Action Sports is in the house, and the Kern Woman Bicycle Club for hosting us, and so many others.
Great event, Sam. You'll be on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
I believe is they're making their way into this second.
All right, we're here at the NorCal versus SoCal Cyclocross State Championship. Single speeders.
Eric Colton, SoCal Cross, gets the whole shot over the log. And he is up, and he is running. Follow closely.
And we're on lap number one. Lap number one right now.
And Brent Prenswell. And Randy Martin, if you can have somebody from your Covenant Coffee to run me up a hot cup of Covenant Coffee over here at the Nancy stand, I would be ecstatic.
That's good. Let's get Pete Wonderly a hot cup of coffee. Anybody can come on over to see Randy Martin and all of his crew. Theo with Culinary Creations out here doing a great job today. Covenant Coffee's got a commemorative race blend. Get down here and get a pound of coffee. Get some Belgian frites. The Welch family's down
Brent
here with
Prenslow,
the Strohwalkers as we watch our single men and women.
Eric Colton, SoCal.
Back out on the course.
Riding
we
for
have got Shuttle Pacific.
SoCal points in the single speed. And I don't know who's in the lead.
From Bakersfield for Action Sports is
looks
out
like
there
Colton,
racing.
Eric Colton.
This is hot. Sam, we want all of our race volunteers to get themselves over to registration when they can for their lunch. Lunch for our volunteers. Get yourselves over to the registration tent.
That's right. Thank you, Pete Sequoia Sandwich, Jeff Simpson, and his crew putting together a fantastic pop lunch. Volunteers, get on over there. Grab your lunch. Grab your drink. Enjoy, and thank you for all your hard work. Make sure our officials are well fed, Pete.
All right, we're on lap one.
So, Sam,
here
what do we have in
we
the
got
way of
Eric
food
Colton,
and
Eric Colton.
Out here?
We've
SoCal.
Got Culinary Creations down here with their catering tent.
In the
come
single
say hi to the guys
lead.
At Yakima. We got Bolthouse Farms out here, the SoCal Cross Crew. The Welch family's down here with the Dutch Stroke Waffles. We got the beer tent pouring. We've also got the Belgian Freets, courtesy of Dave Miller. and Jenny Roos of Action Sports. They are frying. It smells incredible down here. Come on down, get a sandwich, get some fries, get some beer, and watch these single speed men, Brent Prinsloo, sneaking around. Brent is racing three times today, one of our SoCal Cross elite riders. Brent has been doing cyclocross for as long as I have. Big player, raced at Nationals.
Michael Tran going by there in fourth place.
He's a fantastic competitor. He's going to bring some heat later in the day as well as our single speed racers get after it. They are rolling.
All right, beginners racing right now at Bike Sport Radio. Did I hear you correct when you said that SoCal's leading right now?
That's what the tally was.
Woohoo!
Yeah, baby.
You remember the points, or?
It's like 30 points ahead. Somebody's got a scoreboard. It might be over there at the trailer. I don't know.
Sweet. All right, you're here at Bike Sport Radio at NorCal versus SoCal Cyclocross on Bike Sport Radio. I'm Brad House.
Okay.
Two awesome riders, Sam. Who is it going to be?
Okay.
It's going to be Eric Cole, or it's going to be Brent Prinsloo, both representing Southern Cal, soaking up some points.
Looks like SoCal's going to get first and second. Single speed, they just went through it, one lap to go. Mike McMahon there, going to get the bell, one lap to go.
One lap to go, riders. One lap to go is number 335, makes his way through. Currently in third position, that's Mike McMahon.
Paulie Hernandez going by for SoCal. We got a lot of SoCal guys
one
in good position.
One lap to go for rider number 324. Currently in fourth position, that's Paul Hernandez.
Fourth place, Paul Hernandez.
One lap to go. Hey, you want to know what a beautiful sight is? Tell me, Sam, tell me.
A beautiful sight is the person I just passed with a bag full of frites in one hand and a cold liquid beer in the other hand.
Oh, one baby.
Doesn't get any better than this.
Second
SoCal
place.
Very well represented in this single speed race today. I fear that the next Cat 4 and 35 plus race will not be so equally balanced or so much in our favor, excuse me. And we've got the points tabulation still to figure out. It's still anyone's guess.
Well, Northern Cal is
we got a rider running down
here. Most impressive. Here's the rider with the mechanical right to the finish. Riders finishing now on Brent Prinsloo's lap. Everyone finishing, coming across
Mike
the line
McMahon.
Right now. Rider number 335, that's Mike McMahon, unofficially in third position. And with the mechanical and coasting across, I think that's Nancy Klinger. It is indeed Studette.
Yeah, lots of hot single speed racing action coming up next. Our elite men is Debbie Kellogg sprints on the line
with number 344 just behind. That was
all right. Go SoCal.
Denora Lawson.
SoCal picking up a bunch of points in the single
next
speed.
Next one through number 324, Paul Hernandez, I believe, finishing in fourth.
For me, the number one is still the racing. I want to see what I can do with it. I'm fairly new to the sport. It's definitely a sport that rewards maturity and experience over just brute strength. So, I mean, every day for me is a learning experience, like just learning little things, when to eat, when to stay out of the wind, you know, just all of these little tiny things that make huge differences when you put them all together. And so I find that's the thing that keeps me the most interested, is that kind of learning curve. But off the bike, I mean, I want to be able to do this full time, and I want it to be a sport that women can just race like the men do. And I think that even if it doesn't necessarily happen for me, but I somehow, along with whoever else out there that's racing, help to allow like a future generation, then, you know, I think that can only be a good thing. I just want to go on this ride to see something, to see what my body is capable of, or I'm mentally capable of, and I think that's just an incredible thing that this sport offers. It really pushes you to like your utmost max. Like, how much can you mentally take? How much can you physically take? Emotionally? I mean, it will push you over the edge sometimes. I mean, I don't know, sometimes I think, yeah, I took a certain path to get me here, and I feel like I belong here. But then in other circumstances, I kind of think, no, I mean, I made the distinct choice to change my life and to do this. And I think that's a really beautiful thing about cycling, is it's sort of like one of those perfect sports that you can just enjoy it for it. All right, let's get food. I should get something to eat. I'm starving. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Liz. That was Liz Hatch with some inspirational words on bicycle racing for women. Compliments of Cycle Film. Cycle Film. All right, more sounds of bike racing from North versus South Cyclocross coming at you now.
Hey, Brad, nice to see you.
Hey, Jen.
Wow, this looks like a new little system on the back of your truck. What's up with this rack here?
Yes, it is. That is the Rackster Duopod. Holds two bikes.
That's fantastic. And what's so special about this rack that's different from others?
Ah, well, it's nice and low, so you don't have to lift it up real high. You're still using one of those roof racks?
I am, and let me tell you, I get so tired of putting my bikes on top of my car, and I've heard nightmare stories about my friends running into their garage and blowing up their forks and stuff because they forget that their bike's on top of their car.
Yes, that'll never happen with a Rackster rack.
Now, I'm kind of a low-budget bike racer. What's the price range for these things?
Ah, this is the Duopod. It's only $269.99. How about that?
That's good. Now, sometimes I need more than just two bikes. I sometimes travel with some in my car. Do they have something more than just the Duopod?
No problem. The Rackster Thorax holds three bikes. Same concept as the Rackster Duopod, and it's only $449.
Wow, I gotta tell you, I really like this. Where can I get one?
Well, you'll also like it because of its lightweight. The rack itself is light because it's got composite materials in the swing arms, and you can get them in Southern California at dealers in Poway, Irvine, Costa Mesa.
Great. I live in Northern California. Is there a complete list of dealers that I can find where the Rackster is?
Yes, there is. You can find more dealers at RacksterRacks.com. That's RaxterRacks, Racks, RACKS.com.
Wow, Brad. Thanks so much. I can't wait to get one. Nice rack.
Thanks, Jen. All right, now how cool is this? Bagpipes. At the NorCal versus SoCal Cyclocross here on Bike Sport Radio.
We'll be right back.
way back over to the finish line. We should have our finish coming up soon in the single speed. SoCal going to get some points now. Good points. First and second. Eric Colton and Brent Prenslow. Running first and second right now in the single speed.
Beat this flyover round.
Doing his job. It's great to see spectators be able to get underneath it, watching the riders go over it. This came around in the 11th hour, but all the generous help from the Kern Wilman Bicycle Club, Keith Barnden, Earl Norcross, Jim Cretall, Joel Dara, Brian Cook, all those guys came out here, put this thing together. It's epic. Have you been over here to check this out?
It is unbelievably solid and stable. Very surprising, Sam.
Fantastic. We're going to jump a monster truck off of this later.
Yeah!
And you're flyover ramp.
Right on, baby. I'll do it.
Emily, where do you live?
I live in ETA, Richmond, California.
Who did you represent for today? And then who did you represent for today?
Northern California.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Emily Thurston, our elite women's winner. She brought home some bank today. She's got a couple of beers to go enjoy.
That was Emily, and, picking up the elite women's win.
Yeah, she's going to race to the men. Ah, these chicks are tough, man. Do not mess with Northern California women in cyclocross. They are some of the elite of the crop. There are many of them that are not here today that race at the world championship level. But we've got some just fantastic racers and spectators. So get on down there, get some free, get a cold beer, check out the run-up, enjoy. And let's cheer these folks on as our single-speed racers keep rolling around the course. Brent Prenslow and Eric Colton leading the charge for the men. Dot Wong out there for the women. Here we go.
One lap to go, Sam. One lap remaining.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Yes, that's right. We do have studio guests occasionally. We've hosted some definitely notable ones in the studio. And if you'd like to be a guest, marketing at backontrackproductions.com. Email us, give us an email, or even a call at the studio. And be a guest at Bike Sport Radio, where it's all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And in closing our show, thanks for listening to everybody. We also talk about a particular advocate issue at each of our shows. And today's info and information is some good stuff coming from Mayor Villaraigosa and the City of Los Angeles. For those of you that haven't heard yet, the Give Me Three bike safety posters have been unveiled. And this is just an educational process to educate motorists to give three feet of space when passing bicyclists out on the road, because the roads are our venue. We have no other place to train and ride. So the Give Me Three poster is going to help build awareness between drivers, motorists, and bicyclists, and encourage motorists to give you at least 3 feet of space when passing. I know that's not much. It may not seem like much, but hey, it's a good start. Give me three. Look for those posters somewhere in L.A. And we'd like to thank all our listeners for listening to us at Bike Sport Radio today. And we'll be talking at you next time on killradio.org. Thanks for listening.
Round.